welcome to Conversations About Life.
Well, thanks, Texan and Daniel, for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And Texan and Daniel have a monkey sanctuary, mm-hmm. and Tony was just telling me you have 17 monkeys.
Yes.
And that's like kind of an unexpected thing I would think of, like in Barnhart, Missouri, a monkey sanctuary. But why don't you tell me a little bit about what it is and how you got started?
Well, I've actually been raising monkeys since I was 21, and I'm 59 now, so a long, long, long time. I got into monkeys because I was a victim of a really bad crime when I was a little girl, and I worked with dogs and cats. It just always made me feel better, and I had grown up around monkeys because my stepfather was a exotic veterinarian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he always took care of, you know, different things. I actually grew up around chimps and stuff. And so I had PTSD very bad. And working with animals made me feel better, made me be able to be productive. And so then I got my first monkey when I was 21 and been successful and everything. And now I rescue them right back.
So your first monkey, was it like a pet then?
Yeah, it was a pet, and, you know, just to make me feel better, and just being around, you can't be around monkeys and not be happy, right?
And and then, but now, they're not just pets, like you say, you're rescuing them, so where are they coming from?
All over. I mean, you wouldn't think there needed to be a rescue sanctuary for primates, you know, but lots of people get primates and don't realize the care that it takes, or that, you know, it doesn't matter that you have it in captivity, it's a wild animal.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can bite, and, you know, some people don't know how to fix that. And so the animal is dangerous for them, then they'll call us, and I help people with training all over the United States. And
Every day.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
I get calls. I even got a call from Madagascar wanting me to train his Pattis to take pictures with people.
That's a bad idea.
So that's a very bad idea. I said no.
Seems like there was a monkey, a primate, something out here in like Hillsborough or something.
Festus, with
a photographer.
Hallmark. It may not have been Hallmark, but it was different cards and stuff like that.
The baby chimp would go to parties, right?
Yeah,
he would go. Back in the day?
Yeah, been a long time.
That's been a long time.
13, 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. She had a baby chimp, and he actually went to my Christmas party when I was working at the dealerships. So she did a lot of things like that. Mm-hmm. She had quite a few chimps.
She had some nice chimps.
She had a beautiful place.
Okay, so you... So I guess you're well known in these circles, and people contact you when they need help.
Yeah, there's a whole monkey community, you know, and we have Facebook groups and stuff like that. And so they see me or hear of me, and so they'll contact me through Messenger and ask me to help them. And then we have monkeys that have been abused. We have Max. He's a bonnet macaque, and somebody poured boiling water down his back, and he's scarred and stuff. And when he came here, he hated women. And, you know, he was nervous and, you know, not very healthy. And the vet did an excellent job with him, you know, nursing him and stuff. And she contacted us. She was a vet
in Texas.
Yeah. And asked us if we would take him because we have bonnet macaque experience. Mm-hmm. And so we did, and now we're... 2 years, 2.5 years, I guess.
We've had him. Yeah, about three.
And I want him over. So he loves women. He always loves men.
Yeah, he loves guys. When he sees men, he'll want to hug you. And
right.
And vice versa, when he sees women, he it blows up.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Not anymore. He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's wonderful.
So are monkeys more of a common pet than I realize?
Yes.
A lot of people get them. A lot of people that shouldn't.
Right. Right. You know. Like if you have children, it's a no-go. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I raised my children. I say that, but I raised my children with them. But, you know, a lot of times were different, too, you know. My children got bit, but by the time they were old enough and stuff, I knew what I was doing, you know. So it wasn't like I had small children and all of a sudden I got this monkey and didn't know what I was doing, you know. Did my children ever get bit? Mm-hmm. And they remember it, and they tell me about it.
If you have a monkey, you're going to get bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never met a monkey that doesn't bite.
Right. You depends have on to how train hard, it not but, to.
Yeah, depends on how hard they bite. Some baby monkeys, they'll bite you softly, play bite.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a puppy or something.
Yeah, right. Something
but
like
they
that.
Go through
but
phases.
Then, but then when they get a little bit older, once they're about one and a half years, then they start chunking you.
You know, and you have to be able to train them out of it.
Yeah.
You know, but if you've never dealt with a monkey, you're like, oh, look at this baby monkey.
It can be
it's
very
so
frustrating.
Cute. It's so cute and loving and... You know, my monkey doesn't bite, and then it, you know, turns adolescence, and everybody's like, oh, no, you know, what do I do? So
we have a lot of monkeys
a lot
that
of
way.
Time. A lot of time, you know, that happens, and they get rid of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, I was going to ask, do monkeys make a good pet? And maybe
I mean,
not for everybody.
For me.
They do. Know. I mean, there's like, you take Max, for example, and he's an absolute love bug now. And if he was like if someone had him just by himself and gave him all the attention, and he's an amazing animal. He's very passive. He's a bonnet macaque, and they're just
wouldn't recommend him for pets. Like if my neighbor came over, I want to get a monkey. My first words are no, you don't.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't just without the fact that they bite, and it doesn't matter if they're in captivity, it's still a wild animal without that. The care, I mean, we don't go on vacation, and 2 years ago, my daughter got married and his sister was getting married, and I went deep sea fishing. So I hired someone to help him while I went deep sea fishing. And then I came back and he left and he went to his sister's wedding. And then he came back and we like passed in the hall as I flew out to my daughter's wedding. So, and his mom was mad I didn't come to his sister's wedding. And my daughter was mad that he wasn't at her wedding. But, you know, it's not like you can go, hey, can you watch my monkeys? You know.
There's only 17 of them right now.
Yeah, you know. It's so a lot of work.
So I guess, like, you say they're wild creatures. And I guess, like, most of our pets, they've been domesticated.
Right.
So they're just bred to be with people. And that's just not the case with monkeys. So,
right. I mean, it's extra... It doesn't matter how much they're trained or whatever, it's still a wild animal.
Yeah, they gotta...
People come over and, you know, want to visit, and, you know, I do accept visitors and let the monkeys pile on them and stuff. But they're like, do they bite? And I'm like, well, they don't bite, but they could. It's a wild animal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So mine do not bite most of the time, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm never going to say never, you know? We got Harley because... She beat the crap out of her owner every day. And that one was tough. She took it and she tried. And I tried helping her, but she lived far away. So helping someone train a monkey over the phone is kind of hard, you know. I give her ideas and she tried. She was tough. And then one day she called me and she said, Harley needs to come live with you. And I laughed. I thought, you know, because I know how much she loved her, you know. She raised her from a baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew how much she loved her. I'm like, oh, how, that's funny. And she goes, no, I'm serious. And so I had to leave and meet her the next day and take Harley. You know?
Harley's a spider monkey.
And they come to visit, and they love her dearly, but they couldn't handle her. You know, she's a 30-pound monkey, you know.
She's a chunky monkey with an attitude.
Right.
So does so is this kind of like a business, or how do you support?
We're a 501(c).
Okay.
So I'm terrible at raising money or asking for donations.
Yeah,
I am so bad about it.
We pretty much do it independently.
And so, yeah. We pay for everything ourselves.
It's all Texan.
We have a few people. Yeah, he says he doesn't make monkey money.
I don't make
know
that
what
kind of
monkey
cash.
Money monkey is. You know, I have a few people that when they come to visit, they always bring like diapers or formula, you know, different supplies and donate, you know.
Yeah. That's a big help.
But like at Easter, you know, we buy them all an Easter basket. For Valentine's, they all got, you know, a candy heart so they can open it and stuff. And
Christmas, you have the exchange.
Yeah.
When there's other monkey moms and they'll send gifts for our babies, and we send gifts to their babies.
I see. You know, yeah. Right.
And they all videotape them opening up right. the gifts. And,
okay.
Yeah. It's a YouTube moment.
And then, like, I think you make media video and you put it online. And,
yeah.
But
we have Facebook Reels and TikToks. Right, TikTok, yeah. But, you know, I run a company and I take care of all them, so I don't have as much time as other people, you know.
Yeah.
To dedicate to those kind
That's
of things.
That's sporadic that you do that.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a video here and there. It's not, she doesn't focus on that at all. Yeah. But there's so much content. Well, there's a fair amount of content.
Because
over the years, you just put one here, one there, it adds up, you know.
You know, we get a rescue and stuff that, you know, has a unique story or something. I try and always post
Nico.
That. Like Nico. And we got Nico, his tail was broken in three places, and he got a finger that was hanging off, and we had to cut his toes off, you know, because they were so badly infected, and he was a mess. And, you know, now he's just turned 2 years old, and he's healthy, and, you know, so it's, I post, like, pictures of him going up to that, you know. And
well, tell me about you guys, like, what's important to you, like, how do you see life and what life is all about, and just anything kind of going in that direction? I'm not sure just how to get
started.
Too
busy to really think about life. Focus on the now.
Right. You know, I was very lucky to survive what I did, and so, you know, and they rescued me, so I'm all about rescuing them, and heck, I rescue kids.
She wants to rescue the world.
I do want to rescue the world.
So they rescued you, and you work in what way? Like, how did that work out? What do you mean that they rescued you?
Well, I don't know what would have happened to me if I didn't have the animals and stuff, you know, to help me become something. I was a homeless child. And I left home at 13 and lived under overpasses, you know. And they tried to put me in foster care, but I got a couple of bad ones. One good one. And so I wouldn't stay at the bad ones, you know. And, you know, I had to make something of myself. I didn't want to be on the streets forever. And working with animals helped me with that. And then when I got my first monkey, you know, I was even better. And so I was able to become a police officer and, you know, go to college and make something of myself. And, you know, so to come from that to where I am now, you know.
And then how did you get started with that, you know, like working with, was it with your first one? Is it height or?
Yeah, so I always wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of time. So, you know, I raised six kids and, you know, and working and stuff, didn't have time. And then as I got older, you know, and the kids grew and the kids grew up and moved out, then it was, now I can do this. Mm-hmm. And so a few years ago, I started my 501(c) and I got licensed by the USDA. And, got all that going so that we could start the sanctuary, and then slowly the calls started coming. And
so I guess it's kind of like when you talk about it rescuing you, I guess it's kind of like it gave you a life in the sense like you had like this calling now or this thing that made
well,
life
not only
meaningful
that, but,
and stuff.
You
is
know,
that what you mean?
PTSD is a debilitating thing, you know, mm-hmm. and hard to get outside of your shell or comfort zone, you know, to do something with your life. And I guess they gave me the strength. Like, well, after COVID, I got, you know, I was very fortunate. If anything good came from COVID, was I got to start working from home, you know. And so that helped me have, you know, be here so that they weren't home, you know, alone 12 hours a day. Even if I'm working in there, they know I'm here, you know.
Oh, they know.
And before that, we were a smaller sanctuary, you know. We had four, I guess.
Yeah.
And one that, like, Paula's a rescue. Most of them are rescues. I only have one that was purchased as a pet.
Okay.
And the rest, you know, have come along. So they gave me the strength to, I guess, become something. And so that's how they really rescued me. You know, I used to, for years, have a camera on them when it was just the four of them or whatever. And if I felt anxious, I'd look at the camera, you know, and see them. And it just has a calming effect on you. Animals really do.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess it's kind of relational connection.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have that, you know. The big, like, I made the news once all over the world. Mm-hmm. And that was because I had moved next door to this lady. And, you know, she freaked out when she found out I had monkeys. And she tried causing a huge stink. And I had Dr. Oz calling me every day. Good Morning America. I did the Jesse Waters show. And stuff, but they were emotional support. And so that was at the time that the lady was trying to take her peacock on the plane. You know, do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she had a peacock.
Her emotional support animal.
She said it was her emotional support animal and tried to get on an airplane.
Bring my mini pony on.
And so that was a big thing at that time. And so that's why it went, you know, world. I even got calls from Istanbul, and I had to get an attorney and everything, and it was on the news. And, you know, the news doesn't try and, they look for sensationalism, you know. Like Kaliana, the monkey that ran up here to see you, she was sitting on the reporter's lap and kissing the reporter. And but then she yawned, and, you know, she's got these big girl teeth.
Nice big canines.
And she yawned, and the cameraman got that picture. So if you Google my name,
that's the picture you see.
That's the picture you
see. Big monkey with big teeth.
Right. Like, ooh, scary.
Like being, but she was just yawning.
You know, it was infuriating for my lawyer found it. He was the maddest because that's what they put on the news was, you know. And people are like, oh, my goodness, that lives, you know. So
yeah, that monkey does not bite.
No.
She's never bit.
Never. And wouldn't. Like, you could do anything you wanted to her. I don't think she would.
Very chill. Again, a bottom macaque. Bottom macaques are great.
They are. So, you know, people are... I've had a hard time. A few places that I've lived. Actually, where we just moved from. But then after... Well, he thought I had chimps.
He thought we were Connie.
Yeah, he thought we were Connie. Moving in with the chimps.
He saw the cages.
Because I had the big cage outside and stuff. So he thought, and so he called the news because it was legal for me to be there, so he didn't know what to do. And, of course, afterwards he came over and saw our house, and he was very nice and wrote this beautiful letter and apologizing.
He did
and
a
everything. 180. And then when we were moving, his wife came over and said, we said we were sorry. Where are you going? So that was cute. Yeah.
So I guess... even though monkeys are unusual, having an animal for, like, help
comfort, PTSD.
PTSD. Like, that's a pretty common thing.
See it's just not usually, you know. There was a guy that had an emotional support alligator that contacted me once after I made the news. And another person that, Jesse Waters was talking about the emotional support duck. And,
ducks,
you know,
are cool.
They are. I mean, not very snuggly, I think, but but it's not my, you know, if it made him feel better, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was a child that his mother contacted me because he had gotten he fell in love with this goat, and they got him the goat, and all the neighbors were fighting, you know, get this goat out of here. And the little boy hadn't spoke like in a year. And after he got the goat, he spoke, you know. And all the neighbors were trying to get rid of the goat, and I helped that mom fight it, you know. And, you know, goat's not going to hurt anybody. Let the kid be happy, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think people are scared of the unknown, and that's why, you know, once they get to know me or the animals and everything, then they're like, oh, well, I was wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why that is, that an animal can provide something for somebody that maybe – like a fellow human being, you know, doesn't necessarily provide, you know, the
sometimes get some, it's get the unconditional from love, you know.
Right.
I mean, and look at that right face. I mean, how do you not fall in love yeah with that, you know?
Yeah, you're right. There's something about that.
Yeah, they're very expressionless. Yeah.
Well, that little guy over there, I mean, you know, yeah, there's just no way you can come to our house and not be happy with monkeys crawling all over you and stuff, right, and, you know, hugging your neck and
loving, yeah,
kissing your face.
Making loving noises.
Yeah. And they're looking at you.
They're very human-like, you
yes
know.
Right.
Very.
I'm curious.
But there's quite a few people in St. Louis area and stuff and out here that have monkeys. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I was even surprised. I got a call the other day from Animal Control. They were looking for somebody that had a green monkey. And that's not good. And they wanted to know if I knew anybody that had, you know, a green yeah monkey that lived out in St. Louis County, and I don't.
I'm a, yeah.
I'd never seen one.
I like vervets, but
yeah.
But they're not very good pets.
No. No, no, no. They had someone else that was taking their monkey to a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they were looking for that person, you know. That's not a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea.
That's just not a good idea. Yeah. You know.
Monkey might drink all the beer.
That's not why, but.
Yeah. Are you guys, I see a cross up there. Are you guys religious, or what is your kind of like philosophy of life about
just. I'm Baptist.
About what it's about and so forth, or.
I think that the, you know. My biggest thing is if everybody was nicer to each other and took care of each other, the world would be a lot better place, you know? Mm-hmm. And I try and always do things like that. I always try and help somebody or make their life better, you know? And I just wish more people were like that. Sometimes it drives him crazy, but.
Some people say, you know, do what Jesus would do. I just do what Tex Am would do.
You're silly.
It's the Christian way.
Well, what's some of these things are might be even obvious. Just I was going to ask, you know, just what do you find just really satisfying in life? You mentioned like you're kind of into rescuing and mm-hmm things like that.
I'm sure I do. You know, if you take an animal or a child, even, you know, out of a bad place. I never wanted a kid to feel like I did, you know. And so I've adopted children. I've had foster children. I have a child here now who's visiting her grandma, but she's here because under a protective order and placed here. And so I think that if you're able to help that person and give them a leg up in life, you know, so they are able to make the next step in their life or something, I think that's very satisfying. Or you're able to, you know, like Nico, we were able to save his life, you know, or Max, you know, and then look at him later on and watch him flourish, you know.
Yeah.
That it's really very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love animals, so, you know, I never thought when I met her, I didn't even know she had monkeys and.
Well, you didn't believe me.
I didn't believe her.
I stood him up three times because my monkey was
sick. She made
me
a believer.
And so then when we finally did go out and he came over like a couple of days later to cook me dinner.
Because he's a chef.
He was like, oh, wow, you weren't lying.
Sick monkey. I could go with sick uncle. But,
yeah. He did not believe me. I said, I'm sorry, I can't go. I have a sick monkey. Now I've heard it all. So he's been...
I love the babies.
Yeah. He's the best monkey dad ever.
It's hard not to. Yeah. They're very cool.
Any particular routines that y'all have in, like, either
year? Oh, yeah. It's all about the routine. Man. Yep.
It takes 2.5 hours a day to feed him.
2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's quite a bit of time.
Cutting up fresh fruits, vegetables, and everything. And the
she overfeeds.
Of course. I do. I want to make sure they have enough, you know. But it does take a long time then handing the food out. You know, I was almost done with food, and look how long it took me, you know, still. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time, and if, you know, you get interrupted, then it takes twice as long. So, you know, you have to get up early in order to get it done, to get to work. So even though work's right there, you know.
What kind of work do you do?
I run the member closing center, and we go into credit unions and we help them improve their income on their auto loans and everything, and get their members to come back there and get their auto loans instead of going to other banks. You know, so member retention and all that.
Okay. And then, Daniel, you're a chef, right?
Right.
For the spies.
Yeah, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency.
Yeah.
Working in a federal building. It's good.
And that's why I married him. I like to eat.
I'm off this Monday, you know, President's Day.
Yeah, this all holidays been years.
Off, yeah. Weekends off, no yeah. nights.
Spies have really good hours, you know.
It's just breakfast and lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
But here chefs work really hard, like it's hard work. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, but I love it. I've been doing it all my life, so.
Yeah.
It's fácil dinero. It's easy money, baby.
And I get food every day, so.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cookies if he's being nice.
I give you cookies all the time.
Anything that you've learned about life just over the years, either through what you're doing here or just otherwise, that you know you didn't know earlier that's made an impact on your life?
I've always felt, you know, when things are going bad or you feel like everything's against you, I mean, it always gets better. You know, nothing, no matter how dooming it feels, it will pass. And not when you look back at it, you'll be like, God, I can't believe that brought me to my knees, you know, when it wasn't that bad. So I think that's the biggest thing. No matter what's going on, it will get better, you know?
Yeah, I guess I hear some people have that little saying, like, this too shall pass.
Oh, was the motto for my police academy. You know, each class made up their own motto for their class, and that's what we picked, this too shall pass.
You went through police academy?
Yeah, I was a police officer.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Undercover narcotics SWAT team.
Wow. So you've had quite a few different things.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've been involved.
That was in her youth.
I can still kick in a door.
I'm still scared of you.
Hey, smart man.
So where do you get the energy from for all this? Like,
I'm hyperactive. I'm one of those people, never sit still, always go, 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 go.
Yeah.
I feed you well.
Mm-hmm. Keeps me going.
It's all my love.
Any particular... just challenges in life that things that, you know, either of you, you know, just particularly have to deal with, and that this maybe, you know, shaped your life in some way or another?
Well, I think, you know, everything I have gone through, you know, even though a lot of it was bad, very bad, I wouldn't have changed it, you know. If I could go back, because it made me who I am today. You know, if you change one thing, then who knows what I would be, you know?
Might not have never met you.
Oh, don't tease me. And so I think that even when you go through hard times and, you know, tragedies and stuff, it shapes you in a way, mm-hmm. you know, and you can try and look back and find some good that came out of it, you know, mm-hmm. somehow, you know. I mean, even if it's just you survived, you know. They wrote a book about what happened to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And
you mean a crime?
Yeah, okay. I was kidnapped, and they did terrible things to me and stuff, and they became serial killers. Hmm. And so that happened when I was 14, and then when I was almost 50, we got the death penalty. So it took a long time. Wow. And in that, he killed quite a few kids. Hmm. And so they wrote a true crime book about it and stuff. Hmm. And so going through that, you know, it hurts you. And but it also makes you stronger. And, you know, I was able to get off the streets when, you know, all the little kids that I was on the street with, they're all dead now, you know. And so I still wouldn't change it because at least, you know, it made me stronger. It made me be able to withstand a lot, you know, I think.
Yeah. Well, what's up for you guys in the future, or I guess like, what are you thinking about the next 10 years or so? Things just going to be kind of rolling along as they are, or you have anything different?
She's got goals.
I got goals, you know.
I've got a to-do list. Right. It's very large.
I just got a building, so we're going to build a building out here.
Build a building and another for a monkey building.
And, you know, make their life better and make room for more. You know, I get calls all the time, but, you know, I got to have more room.
No room at the inn right now.
Right. The inn is full right now.
Well, we always say that.
Yeah. And then
we're maxed out, no more monkeys. A month later, there's two more.
Because you can't say no because they're in such a bad place, you know. So we have a building. We're going to build the building. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to learn how to fundraise, maybe. I don't think I'd be good at it.
You'd be great at it.
And, you know, just grow this so that we can, you know, save the ones that need saving. It's a big thing right now that, and it's horrible, that I'm working against, and that is, you know.
Spider monkeys?
Yeah, because our borders are open, and because there's so many people that want monkeys, they're over in Mexico, and they're tracking down troops of spider monkeys, and sometimes they kill the whole troop, sometimes they kill just the mothers, and they rip the babies off of them. And they've been bringing them, they smuggle them over like 10, 20 at a time. And, you know, some survive, some don't. And then they come over here and they sell them and some are sick.
They're
and,
really sick.
You know, I get calls all the time for, you know, I bought this little spider monkey, you know, 2 days ago at a swap meet, you know. And she won't eat or this or that and, you know. I have a lot of them that travel here to get mine and my vet's help. And, you know, it's illegal and they're endangered. And now they're starting to do white-faced capuchins too. And so I'm trying, it's against, you know, the law, but not much is happening. So I am going to try and write a bill to put it into law. So. I'm going to try so that we can have stiffer laws against this, you know. The other thing is they're bringing in diseases, you know, that we don't have here. Mm-hmm. And that's not good, you know. So I'm fighting against that all the time, and I hope to really be able to come up with some time over the next 6-8 months to really work on that and get that changed. Because if you sell a lemur across state lines, you go to federal prison. But right now, you can bring over 20 spider monkeys kill a bunch over there, bring them over here, sell them for $10,000-$15,000 a piece. You know, and so many people are surviving off doing that and making a killing, mm-hmm. you know, off the backs of those spider monkeys. It's just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time consuming when they're sick like that to mm-hmm. take care of them, you know, because they're 2 months old, 4 weeks old, they're babies.
I had one traveled out here, and my vet and I tried.
Yeah, for days
to save.
She stayed up for 2 days, 3 days straight with that little baby,
trying to save it, and we couldn't.
She didn't make it. Yeah,
you know, she had salmonella and giardia.
Yeah, she was doomed. But you don't know.
When she could fit in your hand, it was awful.
She was a cutie. You know,
she was. Her name was Tinsley.
There are any particular, like, I guess you'd call them like maxims or like things you live by, sayings that you keep in mind to help you when you're mm-hmm. facing decisions and things like that?
I always try and laugh through everything. That's one thing. And he's like that too. Like, no matter what's going on or how bad it is, we will find something funny. You know, because if you can laugh through life, find something to laugh about, you know, it helps you not get depressed and not get too down. And I think that laughter always helps us get through things.
I'm just fortunate to have you, you know.
I think I'm a barf. That's so mushy.
It's good.
We make a great team.
Yeah.
We do, you know. He Tag evens team. Me out. And
Evens you out in like in what way?
Well, I'm very hyper, and he's the exact opposite, you know. And I'll like get all excited. He's always real calm, you know. Hmm. So he's the yin to my yang, you know. And
when the monkeys need to get out,
I can
there.
Throw him in there, and they can
get
jump all over and pull his hair. And no, we just, you know, we make a great team when it comes to the monkeys and life. You know, he's my best friend.
Yep.
Well, how can people follow you? Or I do they? Yeah, you got Facebook. And
I have Facebook. I do most of them under my personal. I need to fuse the two. Our swing along monkey rescue is TikTok.
Yeah, just Google that; it'll pop up.
And then Texan McBride Tehan is my Facebook, and they can follow me there too.
Okay.
And I post a lot of reels and.
Okay. Cool.
And you can always come visit too.
Okay. Well, thanks, Texan, and thanks, Daniel. I appreciate you being on the podcast and talking with me.
Sure.